Good afternoon. I'm Al Tresta. Joining me right now, Peter Range. He's CEO of Ohio Right to Life. You can follow him on Twitter at PeterRange12. You can also visit OhioLife.org and ProtectWomenOhio.com. Peter, thanks for joining me.
Al, it's always great to be with you. Great to hear your voice again.
Yeah. So talk to me about this, why it is so important for Ohio to stand for life this year.
Let's just begin with this constitutional amendment, which has been proposed by Planned Parenthood and the Ohio Physicians for Reproductive Rights. It would eliminate parental consent. So the amendment would remove any basic rights of parents. Parents would no longer need to be informed or provide consent for their underage daughter to undergo an abortion. So if you have a 14-year-old daughter, she'll be able to have an abortion without you knowing about it. The amendment language, it clearly forbids any law that directly or indirectly, I'm quoting now from the amendment, would burden or interfere with any reproductive decisions. Now, Al, those are specific legal terms which have been interpreted by courts across the country to strike down parental notification and consent laws. This has already occurred in deep blue states like California, Vermont, but even in Florida, a bad court case prevented parents from knowing if their minor daughter sought an abortion for 3 decades. And when you look at the history of Planned Parenthood or the ACLU, they have argued in Pink versus Indiana, Planned Parenthood versus Alaska, the ACLU routinely argues in court that parental consent is a burden. So first and foremost, parents in the state of Ohio need to know this removes their parental rights. Secondly, it's going to eliminate the 24-hour waiting period. It would eliminate here in Ohio the Down Syndrome Non-Discrimination Act. It would allow for late-term, painful abortions on demand here in the state of Ohio. So we know the child can experience pain at 15 weeks. This would allow abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. Al, it's going to allow chemical abortions on demand and over-the-counter purchase of the drugs without a doctor involved. And finally, it's going to eliminate health and safety standards for abortion clinics. When we're talking about raising the red flag here of the danger of this amendment, it's hard to underestimate just how scary this is. So you mentioned before, we invite individuals, go to protectwomenohio.com. You can find out more information, and you can also watch our $5 million ad buy that we just put out there, a new ad to inform the state of Ohio about the dangers of this amendment.
Well, it sounds like you're really on top of this. When is the referendum?
So right now, Planned Parenthood, there's two different groups, Planned Parenthood, the ACLU of Ohio, they've joined forces with this Ohio Physicians of Reproductive Rights, which is less than 1% of all the physicians throughout Ohio. Nonetheless, the media makes a big deal about it. With that said, they're out there trying to get 415,000 roughly or so signatures so they can actually get it on the ballot by November. They have to get that done by this July. So we're doing everything we can do. We're not waiting until whether or not they're going to get this on the ballot. We're trying to educate Ohioans right now. And part of that is because the left is very organized. Look, they've hired Mission Control, which runs Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown's campaigns.
Yep.
They are the group that defeated pro-life amendments in Kansas and Kentucky. So we're taking this very seriously. And again, when you look at this language, Al, it's just scary. I mean, they put in the amendment that every individual has a right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. By using that word individual, that's not limiting it to adults. The right to abortion would apply to teenagers. They're not about protecting women. They don't even use the term in the amendment. This is all about access to abortion. But you also have to think about what else is included in this. If it's reproductive decisions and it's individuals, and we know, for example, Planned Parenthood has become the second leading provider of cross-sex hormones across the country, what else are they after in this? So it's not only, you know, your young teenage daughter may be getting an abortion, but maybe even a sex change operation. So again, when we look at court cases across the country, even Planned Parenthood's own website on parental consent, they tell teenagers, hey, this is how you get a judicial bypass to go around your parents in these particular circumstances. And then lastly, you know, I just want to focus, too, on the reality of how dangerous this is for preborn children through all 9 months of pregnancy. They have in the amendment that a patient's treating physician can look at the pregnant patient's life or health. Now, we know in Roe's companion case, Doe v. Bolton, the court defined health to include all factors. That's physical, emotional, psychological, familial, or even the woman's age relevant to the well-being of the mother. So in most states, that's broad enough to permit virtually any abortion in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month of pregnancy. And it would make Ohio, a red state, really one of the most extreme states in the country. We cannot allow that to happen here in the state of Ohio. So please go to protectwomenohio.com today to join our cause.
I appreciate you're doing the work of education. You're not just waiting for a referendum. You're before it's on the ballot, you're doing the work of education. I think this is I think after Dobbs, I think in some cases pro-lifers were caught a little bit off balance, and many of them hoped that previous laws before Roe would kick into place after the Dobbs decision. And I don't think the work of education has been done. I mean, American people, they definitely don't like to pay for abortion. They definitely don't like late-term abortions. But they still are reluctant to prohibit abortion entirely. So you've got to do the work of education to show them the great harm that abortion is to not only the child, but to the mother, and really to society at large. It makes us a coarser nation. So I'm glad to see that you seem to be way out in front on this. Have you been able to identify media operations in Ohio that respect the work that you're doing and might work to editorialize on your behalf?
Al, there's no doubt that dealing with the media today is a particular challenge. So we're not only going up against the abortion industry, but the abortion industry machine.
Yeah.
The out-of-state interest that we know they're going to get, as they did up in Michigan,
yep,
with donations from George Soros and Michael Bloomberg and the ACLUs, yep, of the country coming in a very strong, heavy-handed way. Also here locally, we have individuals just the other day, Al, we had a reporter, won't go into who it was, but they actually yelled at our particular press secretary, talking about crazy Christians and our resistance to this fight.
Yeah.
So we know already that this is a spiritual battle, first and foremost. We need the people to come together to pray, and we're inviting individuals all across the state of Ohio to pray every single day in the spirit of 2 Chronicles 7:14. So inviting people to pray at 7:14 a.m. and 7:14 p.m. in that spirit again of 2 Chronicles 7:14, which states, "If my people, who are called by my name, humble themselves, pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." So first and foremost, we want to fight this from a spiritual perspective. But Al, we've had the benefit of learning from these other ballot proposals in other states. And
yeah,
so one of the first things we did was reach out to some of the best political firms in the country. We have a great national firm, which is teaming up with a great Ohio political firm. And then we have a new 501c4. And we believe this structure will be an antidote to these ballot initiatives. And we have to win here in Ohio. We have to show the nation how you win these battles. And I think we can do that here in Ohio with support from your listeners, with support from people all around the country to realize the importance of this battle. We're most likely going to have multiple battles in years to come, probably 11 in 2024. But this is the only battle happening in 2023.
Right.
They're coming into a red state, and they believe that they can win here. But we believe we have a structure in place and a grassroots initiative and fire, which is going to push back against this. Because when people realize and understand and appreciate that your parental rights are just thrown out the window, that your 14 or 15 year old daughter can get an abortion without your knowledge, even those who are liberal or moderate or Democrat, they don't want that type of constitutional amendment passed here in the state of Ohio. So we pray if we can get that information out there, if we can tell people early and educate them early and often, we will be able to turn the tide on this and stop these dangerous ballot initiatives, which began last year.
Are there any public officials there that are willing to stand with you on this?
Yes, praise God. And they're thirsty for the knowledge and the talking points to kind of get out there and defend life. So we're very thankful that, we do have pro-life office holders from the governor's mansion to our statewide elected mm-hmm. officials to, House members and Senate members. And we're trying to create an echo chamber here, Al, in
Good.
The state of Ohio, with everyone kind of saying the same thing, recognizing that the media, again, is not going to be our friend. And ballot initiatives, you don't have one candidate necessarily trying to drive a particular message. So we need everybody kind of on the same page. And blessed be God, we have a pro-life movement in the state of Ohio, which is also united. It hasn't been for the past 10 years, but it is today because we recognize the dangers of this initiative. We all recognize the dangers of, you know, abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy, the dangers of eliminating any health and safety standards for women when it comes to this this issue. And that's why it's called Protect Women Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This would make all the pro-life laws that we've passed unenforceable, and we would not be able to pass any pro-life laws in the future. When individuals realize that this is not good for women, clearly it's not good for the preborn, and it also takes away any rights of parents, we believe the state of Ohio will reject this amendment.
Yeah. Well, this is it's vitally important. I think the other side is hoping in a victory in Ohio that they will actually kill the burgeoning pro-life movement, not in the cradle, but in the womb, so to speak. Because if they can beat us in a red state, I think they're going to feel fairly secure that they'll be able to beat us in other events, in the other referenda in the future, as people grow more and more accustomed to a pro-abortion post-Dobbs mentality. So this is, to me, what's happening in Ohio is the most single most important pro-life event coming up this year.
I agree with you, Al, and, you know, I'm a history major, and so this, to me, is kind of like the Battle of Gettysburg. There's been some victories, if you will, that the South won during the Civil War, and now they're coming into the North Territory. We have to defeat them here. And if I could just, you know, also being a history major, looking at George Washington and his great writings, he has a quote that comes from his address right before the Battle of Long Island. It was the first major battle after the Declaration of Independence, and I think it's quite apt for our fight here. Washington said that the fate of unborn millions will now depend, under God, on the courage and conduct of this army. Our cruel and unrelenting enemy leaves us only the choice of brave resistance or the most abject submission. We have, therefore, to resolve to conquer or to die. We have to win here in the state of Ohio, or preborn children across this nation will continue to die. So I want to invite people to go to protectwomenohio.com. We need individuals to pray with us. We need individuals to go door to door. We've enlisted the help, praise God, of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America to come along and join us in this fight. They've been tremendous partners already. But we also need financial help, Al. We're probably going to have to raise between $40 and $50 million to win this thing. But we can do it because the earth is the Lord's and all that is within it.
Peter, let's stay in touch. Keep us informed, okay?
Thank you so much, Al. God be with you.
Okay. Peter Range is CEO of Ohio Right to Life. You can follow him on Twitter at PeterRange12 or OhioLife.org.